Those looking to spook up their summer road trip can visit one of several ghost towns scattered around the province. If you are in the Jasper area and want to see some old mine ruins, sparsely populated towns, and the highest cemetery in Canada, head over to Yellowhead County. The Coal Branch communities were created with the construction of the Grand Trunk Pacific Railway, GTP, around 1910. The GTP traveled west from Edmonton to the Pacific coast through the Yellowhead Pass, opening up a previously inaccessible coal-producing region, according to Alberta Culture and Tourism. Mining in the area peaked in 1929. Between 1930 and 1950, the Alberta coal mining industry dwindled, and many mines shut down completely. The Coal Branch communities originally consisted of Mountain Park, Cataman, Luscar, Robb, Mercole, Foothills, and Lovett. However, only Mountain Park, Cataman, Luscar, and Robb have any remains left, according to the Alberta Culture and Tourism website. If you are in the mood to visit the cemetery with the highest elevation in Canada, head to Mountain Park. Mountain Park was an old mining town at the end of the Coal Branch line. There are no longer any residents at Mountain Park, and all that remains are some mine structures and a recently restored cemetery that, according to Mapcarta.com, has an elevation of 6,200 feet. To reach the cemetery, the Alberta Parks website directs travelers to head 8.5 kilometers up Grave Flats Road from the White Horse Creek Public Recreation Area. To see remains from the old mining town, travel a few hundred meters to the designated trail on the right. Although the cemetery and townsite are located in the middle of the new Cheviot mine, they are being retained as heritage sites, says the Alberta Parks website. Heading north from Mountain Park is the town of Cataman. According to Alberta Culture and Tourism, back in its heyday, Cataman was a leading community in the Coal Branch. There are still a few residents in Cataman. According to Statistics Canada, the population in 2016 was 40. The website Ghost Towns Alberta, https://www.ghosttowns.com/canada/alberta/alberta.html, states that in Cataman there are mine ruins, several abandoned homes, and a still-running general store that features old historical photos and newspaper clippings. Robb, which is located on Highway 47, about 53 kilometers southwest of Edson, also still has some residents. Statistics Canada's population for the hamlet was 170 in 2016. The Coal Branch Hotel, located in Robb, is still up and running. The building has an old-timey, mining community look to it. Facebook reviews for the hotel say it is a cool spot. Although Amber Valley was not a mining community, people settled in the area around the same time the coal mine industry took off in the early 1900s. Amber Valley is a ghost town of one of the first black settlements in Alberta, about 24 kilometers outside of Athabasca. The Visit Athabasca website, https://www.visitathabasca.ca/experiences/tours/amber-valley/closing, states that, starting in 1910, around 300 black families settled in Amber Valley to escape the rampant racism in Oklahoma. Ghost Towns Alberta states that a house or two remain, and the Amber Valley Museum, located in the Amber Valley Community Hall, is available for viewing by advanced registration.